Yeah,
Dalad Tammuz, Wednesday the 6th of July, Rabbi Moshe Young, Mishkan versus Mikdosh.
Thank you very much, and such a cover to be here, and to come back to the old hometown, the Haim, come back to the Haim. And the subject we'd like to talk about today is the difference between Mishkan and Mikdosh. The difference between the two, obviously in translation, Mishkan can be loosely translated as simply as the resting place as HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to the world. He rests there. This is a simple, loose translation. And Mikdash means something which is a sanctuary. But it's more to it than that. Well, that's Peter Ninian, which comes from Rabbi Dessa, and some Maharal, and from the Tzadok HaKohen, and to build the whole Ninian up. And Rabbi Yitzhak Kutna also speaks about this as well. the difference is this. There's what we call Isarusa de la Eila and Isarusa de la Sata. Isarusa de la Eila means Isaurus, Aramaic, it's the Lot of the Zohar. Isarusa de la Eila means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does something, first of all, and we derive our Isaurus in Avodas Hashem because we've already seen Yad Hashem. That's called Isarusa de la Eila, it comes from above. Whereas a Sarusa de la Sata means that a person gets a Hisoris themselves. And in fact, Rav Huttner talks about the difference between Ladavid Mizmor and Mizmor Ladavid. Whenever we say Ladavid Mizmor, it means David Melech himself got the Hisoris first of all. And therefore, and he realized that the Rabban Hashem does all the things for him. Yeah, and it's a case of David, and then it's Mizmor. Or it could be Mizmor, first of all, that he sees something in Hashemayim, and therefore after that he feels that he's got a Hisoridus. This concept also is found basically with Moshe Rabbeinu, in Mitzrayim, when the Rabban Hashem said to him, will you, you have to put, tell the Bnei Yisrael to put blood on the doors, on the mezuzahs and the mashkof. And the lashon of the mashkof and mezuzah is the mashkof represents Isarusa de la Eila, and the mezuzah represents Isarusa de la Sata. So the Rabban Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, tell the Yidden that they should put dam on the mezuzahs, and then on the mashkof. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Yidden are not right for that. They're not, they're in Tzaras, they're so hard, the feelings of persecution and so on. Please, Rabban Hashem, you do something first. Show Isarusa de la Eila first. And the Isarusa de la Eila, therefore, was putting the dam. So he told Klal Yisrael, put the dam, he changed it round, and put the dam on the mezuzahs, on the mashkov, and then on the mezuzahs. But that concept, the whole idea of Isarusa de la Eila, Isarusa de la Sata, is a complex idea. the thing is like this. The Mishkan is referred to as Isarusa de la Eila. The Mishkan refers to Isarusa de la Eila. Whereas the Mikdash refers to Isarusa de la Sata. Now, how does it show itself? The pasuk, I just quote a pasuk here from Chumash, from Vayikra, it says that in the Avodah, right at the beginning of Achrei Mos, it says, V'chiper ala kodesh, mechatos b'nei Yisrael, mefisheyem, l'chol chatosam, v'chein yasa le'ohel moe, ha'shochein itam besoch tumasam. That refers to the Shechina, ha'shochein itam, the Shechina comes down to Klal Yisrael, through the Mishkan, that's what it's called, the Mishkan. The Shechina comes down to Klal Yisrael. Mitoch to Mosam. That means despite the fact that they're not really roi for it, they're not fit for it, because we do Averis, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shechina to us. And that's the Gedim Isarusa de la Eila. That means it comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, when we talk in terms of the Mishkan, although the Mishkan is also called, as the Gemara says, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. They're both, it's the same place, really, and same idea. But it depends of where does the Hisodas come, where does the motivation come in Avodas Hashem, in Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Pasuk, Bitoch Tu Masam, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Benjamin knows everything, obviously, he sees that we're not on the highest possible Madrega, he sees that we're not like that, and mitoch to masam, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Shechina. All we have to do is to build the Mishkan, or build the Ohel Moed, we have to build it, But the Kodesh Baruch Hu will nosen yad laposhim. We say that on Yom Kippur in Nila. Aton nosen yad laposhim. You give a helping hand. Like a person stand, a person can't get up from somewhere, somebody's up there, and they give you a helping hand. That's a nosen yad laposhim. That is the gedel of Mishkan. That we are not perfect, and we need a hisodus from outside. This is what it is. I was recently Masala Kedushin with somebody from Miami, a Gerusha, an old Talmida of mine, and that, and she was remarrying and so on. She said, you know, he said that I can see Yad Hashem in everything I do. That she found a new husband, and she got a wonderful job, she's a responsible position, head of a department and school and so on. God is good to me. That was the lashon she used. So God is good to me. Now that's an example, I mean, it's from God, but that's an example of where there is a hisorus from Lamala, Isarusa de la'ela. That means she saw something, she saw the way her life was being controlled by the Rabbanu Shalom. And that gave her hisorus. And that is the gather of Mishkan. Bitzhof to Masam, we're not perfect, we're not wonderful. But when it comes to Mikdash, Mikdash is a different concept. The word Kedusha, Kadosh, means that it's Kiyamit, you say in Tachnan. Shemei go Kadosh. So the Boshev is Kadosh. He is Kodesh, that's the lot we use in Tachnan. So he is Kodesh. The Boshev is Kedusha. Kiyamit Kodesh. The Boshev says that I am Kadosh. Yisim Kadoshim ki Kadoshani. I am Kadosh. The definition of Kedusha means it represents the Rabbanu Shem. It is a chelik of the Rabbanu Shem. Kedusha is a chelik of the Rabbanu Shem. The point is that the Torah itself is a chelik of the Rabbanu Shem. One doesn't realize often one thinks that the Rabbanu Shem has got Torah. He possesses Torah. The Rabbanu Shem does not possess Torah at all. Because once you talk in terms of possessing something, that means something outside you. The Benjamin is Ein Sof. It's like you ask people, you say, does the Benjamin know what's going to happen tomorrow? He says, of course he knows. He doesn't. He's already there tomorrow. Does the Benjamin remember what happened yesterday? Of course he does. No, he doesn't. He's there yesterday. He's Hayahova V'Yihye all at the same time. It's Lamala Min Azman. Something we can't understand. You say with words, but we can't understand it. So the Rebbeinu Shem is Hayahova V'Yihye, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. And now you ask another question, how big is the Rebbeinu Shem? So you say, oh, he's Ein Sof and so on. But why? Why must he be Ein Sof? And the reason why he must be Ein Sof, because if he's of any size whatsoever, even an unimaginable size, that means he can't be an inch bigger. And therefore what stops him from being an inch bigger? There must be another Koach. The Rebbeinu Shem has, there's no other Koach, so the Rebbeinu Shem is Ein Sof automatically. So he's Ein Sof, he's Ein Zman, and does he possess wisdom? No. Because when you possess something, it's something which is added to you. Nothing can be added to the Benishan. He is everything. So Torah is a chelik of the Benishan. In that respect, Torah is so different from mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, the Maral says, mitzvahs are part of the Nesina, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the world. He created a world. There's Mitzamtzim himself, or the Shat of Mitzamtzim, Machlokas, which turned out to be a Chassidim and Snagdim, but it's another subject. But the thing is, the Benisham, so it was Mitzamtzim, and created a Bria. It's called a Nesina. He put a physical world for us to use. We've got to use that world, the Nesina. And therefore the whole Bria and all mitzvahs are physical. There isn't a single mitzvah which isn't physical. You might say it sounds abstract. You think, Avodah Shebaleiv. It's still a good thing with the heart, with the mind, with human beings. The only mitzvah which is not Gashmias is the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And seeing that that Torah is a chelik of the Rabbanu Shalom, that means that every time you learn Torah, you're not learning Torah, like we're talking here Torah for half an hour. It's not a mitzvah of half an hour. It's a mitzvah made up of periods of now. The Hayahova V'Yihya, periods of now, which we can't define. So it's not a case of we're learning 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 15 hours. It's not. With mitzvahs, it's a finite amount, a finite size. Takes us so long to eat a kazayas matzah. Yovel is a whole, after 50 years, a whole year. Shmit is a year. All sorts of mitzvahs got finite times. Torah's got no finite part of it, because our Torah is a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if Torah is a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're taking in the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're breathing in. They might say, like, you're breathing the air in this room, in the Beis Medrash here. You're breathing some air. And if you're being this air, this air is connected to the air in the rest of the room, and the rest of the street, or to the air in China, it's connected. When you're learning Torah, you are taking in a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why you say that the Maral, the bracha you say when it's Yadgadol Batorah, is Asher Cholak Mechachmaso Lireyon. When you see a great surgeon or brilliant scientist, a guy, when you see a brilliant scientist, you say Asher Nosan Anasina, Asher Nosan Mechachmaso Lebasav Adam. It's a different parasha altogether. So Torah is a chelik of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is what is meant by Kedusha. And therefore, as the halacha is, you know the halachas, that we say, El Amishpatim Shetosim Lifmehem, it means that if you go to a Goyshe court, and they decide a law which is, Mamish, it can be exactly the same as the Halachah the Yiddish had been. Mamish is exactly the same. One is Kaddosh, and the other is Chol. And you're not allowed to, it's a Chilul Hashem to go to ask, we're going to decide on halachas between ourselves. You can't do that. So therefore, that is called Kedusha. So if we think of an idea, if we've got a concept, if we say we had a discussion here about euthanasia or feminism or whatever it is, socialism, and you say, yeah, my opinion, imagine if you have a debate here, and you would have, who is for? We have a proposal, a motion, or it is, somebody proposes something, I said, I believe so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Another person would say, I believe. Where do you get your ideas from? If you get your ideas from the street, then that's not Kedusha. Although your ideas might be 100% correct, but if you get it from the street, that's not Kedusha. Whereas your ideas might be absolutely correct. Whereas if you get the ideas from Torah, from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is called Kedusha. That's the difference between the two. So Mikdash represents, Rabbi Dessler calls it, the Azus B'Kedusha. The Azus, it might be used as not a nice word to say Azus, but Azus could be a fantastic word. Azus means a determination. When you say, when the Yidden, after the Chet HaEgel, the Benjamin said, I want to destroy the Machalos, I'm Kishe Oref, which is Azus. I'm Kishe Oref. So the Benjamin criticized Klal Yisrael because I'm Kishe Oref. They've got Azus. And the Gemara says, of all the animals in the world, the dog is the most ass. So why? Because a dog will attack an elephant, a tiger, whatever it is. Not bother. I mean, that's the metzias. It's the metzias of a dog. And who is the as shebaamim? Yidden as shebaamim. The ksheolef. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was inspired to the Rabbeinu Shem afterwards, he said, forgive them because ki am ksheolef. Exactly the same words. So you mean they're asim. Once they decide to do tshuva, they'll do tshuva. Against all odds. That's Klal Yisrael. It's a Gevaldik Klal Yisrael. So Azus is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. And as Ponim is a Gehinnom. That means a person who's so determined, chutzpahdik, against everybody else, that's the Gehinnom. But an as Ponim, that's called the Azus Shubha Kedusha, is an ideal concept. Again, you've got to be careful. You're not a kanoi, a false kanoi. You've got to make sure a kanoi l'shem shemaim. Only Pinchas really was the ultimate in kanoi l'shem shemaim. But the lashon of mikdash is kedusha, which is, as I say, Rabbi Dessler calls it, the azus b'kedusha. The base of mikdash stands there. The mishkan comes down to us, so to speak. It's a rusa de la eila. But the mikdash is a rusa de la sata. You've got to bow to. You've got to bow to the Benjamin. And Mikdash es Mikdashi Tiro'u. Mikdashi Tiro'u means you've got to have Yira for the base of Mikdash. Don't start sort of looking for excuses. It's what you might call also, that's the thing on the Indian of the second day. I don't want to go into that too much. It'll take a whole Indian by itself, take a whole time by itself. But the difference between the first day Rosh Hashanah and the second day Rosh Hashanah. As the Zohar said, the first day Rosh Hashanah is called Dina Akasha, very harsh, a din. Because how can you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? It's a Torah only says one. For the Minashamayim, we have two. Or like when the Edim didn't turn up or something, you know the halachas. So therefore you have a second day Rosh Hashanah. Now we always have a second day Rosh Hashanah. So it's called Dina Rachya, it's easier one. But the Dina Akasha is you are responsible. Bishvili nivra olam. Why was a person created as one person? That means I have 50 million ants and millions of trees. One human being, lama nivra adam yachidi. That person should say, the world depends on me. I've got an acharias. Gevaltig acharias. That's what it is. Bishvili nivra olam. It's like let's say the queen or the president or something is flying in the plane. Who's the most important person at that time? Is the pilot of the plane. Nobody else. Queen doesn't matter. You see? That's what each person has to say, and that's the very harsh din of Rosh Hashanah. Din el kasha. A person on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, Yineze Yom HaDin, and the Benjamin says, nah, right, you're standing in the dock by yourself. You can't look around and asking people for help, and, well, they affected me. No, are you a tzaddik? Are you a kvatik tzaddik? Do you have kedusha in you? That's a very harsh din. So the Benjamin, min ha-shamayim, gives us, like in Golas, or in the time, in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Adim didn't come, the right time. So the thing is, din ha-rafya, the next day is a little bit different. I didn't destroy the world. Okay, I wasn't a tzaddik. I wasn't a perfect tzaddik, but I did the right sort of thing. I didn't undermine Yiddishkeit and so on. But really, ideally, the concept of mikdash means yira. The Benshem stands there, you've got to have an Isarusa de Lasata. And that's the way it's got to be. When Mashiach comes, that's what it will be. You see. And that's why it says it's mikdashi tiro'o. So the lashon of tiro'o is yira. What is yira? You know, the Gemara says that certain simonim or midas of Klal Yisrael, the midas one is, you know, Gomle Chasadim, and Rachmanim Haim, and Baishanim. You know, think what's Baishanim. I tell the students, and that sort of thing. You know, you say you have children in a class, whatever it is, on the school, and you say, oh, we're putting on a play. Would you like to sing? Oh, because they no, I can't sing. So, well, would you like to, speak? No, not me. Would you like to open the curtains or say, oh, no, not me? That person's got hang-ups, got problems, psychological problems. They won't accept anything. You don't have to be a ganzer knacker to do things. But there's some problems there. That's not a baishan. That's not a person who's shy. The people are naturally shy. That person might have that child, for whatever the reason it is, it could be obviously not their fault necessarily. But the point is, that's not baishanus. Do you know what baishanus is? The Gemara brings nivamus. The Gemara brings psukim for each of these midas. Gomei chasadim, rachmanim, baishan. It says babur tia yiraso al panechem levilti sechatau. That is baishanus. Yira. Babur tia yiraso al panechem levilti sechatau. Wherever you are. By yourself, privately, in your own home, no, on a desert island. That's the mikdash. That's the kedusha. You've got to work yourself up to that madriga that you've got to have yira. That's the mikdash. Es mikdashi tiro. And it's so different from the mishkan. The mishkan is Benshem nosin yad laposhim. Now that manifests itself in different ways. Now there's the Gemara, Baba Kama, Shabbos, brings a Maisa, not Maisa, sorry, it's two differences of approach, and how do you bring Shabbos in? So, there's Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Hanina, two different people, opposing ideas. Rabbi Hanina would say, Bo v'neitze likra Shabbos Malkasa. Let's go out. You know, we say about Lachadod in Sfas at that time. Let's go out. You see, oh, the sun is setting. No, come on, let's. Let's go and meet the Shabbos. The Shabbos has been given. It's over there. You see, it's behind the horizon, so to speak. It's there. It's coming towards us. Come, let's go towards it. Rabbi Yana had a different approach. He just nisatev v'koi. He put on nisatev batalas v'koi, and he stood there, and he said, boi chala, boi chala. Not go out and bring in the Shabbos. And that is the difference between Isarusa de la Eila and Isarusa de la Sata. The thing is like this, that Rav Hanina, and we need to say this specifically also, his name is important to know here. Hanina is a lashon of chein. A chein is like a present, a matnas chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu b'schanan, al Hashem, he asked for a matnas chin, he says, I know I don't deserve, whatever it is, and he wants a present from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Means you don't really deserve it. Please give me a present. That's Chanina also. So notice the name of the person is important to another thing, which I'm going to say. So the point is that the Rav Hanina would say, I'm waiting, I'm going towards the Shabbos. Rav Hanina, give me a Shabbos. Bring me the Shabbos. I see the sun is setting. You go towards the west, the sun is setting. Shabbos marks. Rav Hanina is giving me a present. And that is, I want to be able to have a Shabbos. I want to have such a Shabbos, and give me that Shabbos. Make me have the right feelings for Shabbos. You know, people just work the whole week, and people are busy, making a panasa and all sorts of things, and they're rushing the last minute. You know, you have a bath, a shower, the last minute, and running, collect shirts. You know, shirts in America, don't know, that means shirts. I don't know if you still do it here. But anyway, but the thing is, that's Erev Shabbos, maloaf, bad tempers, Erev Shabbos, and so on. That means you haven't got Shabbos during the week. Shabbos is Shabbos. I'm talking about from Eden. Shabbos is nice, the Kabbalah is very nice. But you need a present from the bunch. You need a sororus. And when you go to shul Friday night, there's nice nigunim, the chadodin, a nice bal tefillah. You know, you already feel there's a sort of a glow of Shabbos. And you come home, and the table looks nice, and there's a candle, there's kindleth, and things. It's beautiful. You've just got a present from the Rabbeinu Shalolam. Bova neitze likra Shabbos malkaso. Let's go out to meet the Shabbos. A present. A chanina. A chayim. Rabbi Yanai, all he did was put on his talus for Shabbos. Boi chala. Boi chala. That's all he said. And so, that's explained in this Indian. And he says like this. Rabbi Yanai, it was Shabbos every day of the week. Today, what is our Yom Yom Reviv the Shabbos? So what do we say? It's Wednesday. Okay. Oh yeah, because you do this for Shabbos. Got to prepare for Shabbos. Oh, it's a long time for Shabbos. So you do all sorts of things, right? But the thing is, when we're talking about Rabbi Yanai was Shabbos today. Shabbos is today. That means the concept of Shabbos, of complete betochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom, that he controls our business, he controls our the panosa, he controls our health. Every today, Wednesday, the Benjamin is controlling everything the whole time. Only the thing is that Pasuk says, "Sheshes Yomim Tasa Malach Techa." So you go around your way, you do busy thing, but you feel Shabbos. It is Shabbos today as well. Today is Shabbos. You see, only that you do malachas. So when Shabbos actually comes, misate batalas, you put on this talus. But Shabbos is here. The real Shabbos is here. That is Arusa de Lasata. And I'll say something in the name of Rabbi Yanai in a minute. So that's how Rabbi Yanai explains this Indian. The machlokas is not really a machlokas, it's a different approach between Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yanai. And a similar thing is Mashiach as well. The Gemara says, what's the name of Mashiach? What shame has he got? And Rabbi Hanina says, Hanina Shemo. That means that is the name of Shabbos. Mashiach. That is the name of Mashiach. Hanina. And Rabbi Yanai says, are you saying Tilim? Yinon Shemo, it's the same as Yanai. Yinon means like prince. So Yinon Shemo, that is Mashiach. And it's exactly the same concept. When we talk about, you know, you sing songs, we want Mashiach now, and all this type of thing, do we really want Mashiach? Let's face it, you want Mashiach. When Malach Tachon Asas Al Yedei Achelim, you know, the Gemara says, wonderful, you become a millionaire. If you have your Shema teach me, keep all the myths. It's beautiful, you keep all the myths, eventually make you a millionaire. Well, you're working hard. What for? What are you working hard? When Mashiach comes, Amdu Zorim Baruch Tanachem, Malach Tachon Asim Sayyidei Achayim, your work will be done by others. You'll be able to sit and learn Torah. So, well, I didn't know that's what Mashiach is. Oh, I'm not so keen on that. You see, I enjoy my work. I'm talking about people who have got work and they're happy with the work and they're achieving lots of things and it's very nice, making the millions. Oh, lots of tzedakahs. It's wonderful. I enjoy it. And daven, I learn, make kaveitim la Torah. You know, when Mashiach comes, you won't be kaveitim la Torah. This will be the Torah. The whole time Torah. I won by my parnasa. The nachanasa tzaydeachim. The umas ha'olam will help you to that. And that's when Mashiach comes, you see. So a person like Rabbi Hanina says, we are not on that material. We paskin, actually, the Loshen and the Gemara in Brachas talks about what's the difference between Biasatu Ganecha and Avamdu Zarim Razanachem? Can she osim Ritzon Shemakim? Can she ain't osim Ritzon Shemakim? And that means the Pasha Prishma is called Einam Osim Ritzon Shemakim. How can it be? You keep all the mitzvahs called Einam Osim Ritzon Shemakim? So the lesson also says, you'll do mitzvahs, if you do mitzvahs with Panemius, that's called Osim Ritzon Shemakim. Not if you do mitzvahs as opposed to doing Avelis. And means you haven't got the panemius. You do everything. Keep all the mitzvahs. You're a shemaim, gevalti, keep all the mitzvahs. But the thing is, there's no panemius there. So kedusha represents the mamish, the panemius, the lishma. So therefore, the name of Mashiach, Rav Chanina says, it's a present. All of a sudden, Mashiach will come for whatever reason, how it comes, in the Gemara, whether it be through Tzad, through Yirov, through Ava. But the fact remains, we're waiting for Mashiach to come, but it's not Mashiach today. Whereas Rabbi Yanai, who says the name of Mashiach is, you know, same concept as Shabbos. Same concept as Shabbos. Today, it's Mashiach. I'm living in Mashiach. I'm living in a world of Mashiach at the moment. I heard the other day, Rabbi Miller was in Lakewood, Big Asifa in Lakewood, there, Todd Miller from Yates. And he said a mice, I'm not very good at telling stories, so I can't say it too quickly. But he said a thing from the Teps, some Gedolim, some Hasidic Rebbes, and there was a certain person who wasn't quite normal in the town, and he started saying, the Mashiach, Mashiach's come. And he started announcing to the whole town, Mashiach's come. And the town came to the Rebbe and he said, what does he mean? What does Mashiach's come? What should we do about it? So the Rebbe went up from his table where he was sitting, opened the door, smelt outside, put his head outside. Now, Mashiach's in the door. Mashiach hasn't come. Is something wrong with that person? Mashiach hasn't come. So the point is, why does he have to put his head, this is what Miller was saying, why does he have to put his head outside? Because inside he was living Mashiach already. That's the point. Now, are we living Mashiach? Are we living a life of Mashiach at the moment? We're not. Generally, we're not. So it's called Einam Osim Ritzon Shemakim. We keep on mitzvahs. How can you say Einam Osim Ritzon Shemakim? That's the way it is. You see, we're not in these Madregas. Yechidim are in these Madregas. So therefore, the difference in Mashiach between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yana is the same concept as Shabbos. That's what it is. Therefore, the Mishkan is Arusa de La'el. We're waiting for the Rabban Hashem to give us some feeling, understanding of Yirah, understanding of mitzvahs. He helps us. We see Hashkochas Hashem the whole time. People have so many stories about Hashkocha Pratis and these. I was in the middle of the Nevada desert, you say, and I got a flat tire on two tires, that sort of thing. If you only have one spare tire, and maybe you don't even have one spare tire, they don't even give you that. But the thing is, you have a dummy, what they call donuts or something. The point is, so you start, and then all of a sudden, somebody comes in, I'm in the Nevada desert, somebody comes along, and he's got a spare wheel. Gewaltig, Hashkocha Pratis. The Hashkocha Pratis is happening the whole time. And then he says, I must correct my mitzvahs and so on. So we've got his Sarusa de la Eila. But his Sarusa de la Sata means we've got to work all the time. And the weekday is Shabbos. We've got to try to. When Mashiach comes, that's what we will do. We've got to realize that it's Mashiach now. It's Mashiach now. Live a life of Mashiach. Of learning as much as we can. As much Torah we can. We've got to make a parnasa. Benjamin gives us parnasa. And we asked the Benchim to extend our Gevulim. I said, Gevul Yabbats, he wants an extension. Asked Neil Ben Kenaz, he wants an extension for Talmidim in his learning. But his wife wanted Gevulim to be able to have the Gashmias, on the High Madrega. He wanted the Gashmias, he wanted extension of one's life. We need help from the Benchim. So whether we have Isarus de la Eila, Isarus de la Sata, whether it's Osim Ritzon Shemakim, or Einam Osim Ritzon Shemakim, the fact is we have to have the Betochen, the Benchim will give us our Parnassah, and give us all the things that we need, and we should be Zochatakah to bring the Mashiach, and may he remain.